This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Political campaigns have been all over the revolution in big data since at least the Obama win of 2008. But even they would look like pikers compared to what's going on today, thanks in no small part to the phones that we've all got in our pockets. There was an interesting thing that happened in the Iowa caucuses that's worth some time exploring here. Tom Phillips is the CEO of Distillery. That's an advertising technology firm based out of New York. Tom, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
What is it exactly that you guys did in Iowa?
Well, we watched each of the caucus locations for each party, and we collected mobile device IDs. It's a combination of data from the phone and data from other digital devices. We actually associate the devices of any one individual and figured out what distinguished that population, what was unusual about that population.
And then you can tell who's going to Republican caucus sites, who's going to Democratic caucus sites, all of that stuff.
Right. So we at each of the Republican caucus sites, we collect a pool of devices, right? And then we track on a regular basis 100-some-odd behaviors.
Like what?
For instance, of the caucus goers that had family characteristics. They were working parents. They were stay-at-home parents. They bought kids' clothes. They bought kid back-to-school clothes. Mm-hmm. They were way over-indexed in Republican caucuses where Cruz won, and they were evenly split between Clinton and Sanders.
Hmm.
More interesting, I think, is we called it the householder index. I think it's more of a lumberjack index, but it's the people who are grill masters, do-it-yourselfers, lawn and garden folks, hardware buyers, overwhelmingly Trump, right? Trump's caucus sites mm-hmm. way over index for those householders. Almost across the board, sports fans, that is NCAA, NFL, NBA, NHL, they way over indexed at caucuses where Rubio won on the Republican side, Sanders won on the Democratic side. Across all those.
Sanders, really?
Exactly. I wouldn't have expected that. Here's the exception.
Wow.
This one's funny. NASCAR. It was the one outlier.
Yeah.
Trump and Clinton. So in Clinton's counties, NASCAR way over indexed. Who would have thought?
We've been talking about Iowa. This doesn't really work, for example, in New Hampshire, where everybody goes to the same polling location, right? So how useful is this, South Carolina, Nevada, all of them?
Well, here's what's interesting. In New Hampshire, the problem is the same polling place for both parties, right? So as soon as you merge those populations, you end up with kind of gray because the Republicans look a lot different than the Democrats in almost every way, right? So as soon as you put those two together and you don't distinguish between the two, you don't get much signal. But listen, upcoming Nevada, South Carolina, Alaska, North Dakota, Kentucky, Wyoming, Maine, Nebraska, all separate days. Hmm. So we can go to those primaries and actually pull data on any one of those primaries and get Republicans one day, Democrats another.
Sounds like a business opportunity to me, Tom. I don't know.
You'd think. It's a cool way to flex our muscles. We think we have a pretty good business with major marketers.
Tom Phillips, the CEO of Distillery. Tom, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.